Hi, everybody. It's Psychic Dougal Frazier. I'm the queer guy with a third eye. My show is a call-in advice show that blends New Age practice with grounded advice. Call me with questions about love, relationships, career, abundance. No topic is off limits. From gurus to gossip, meditation to martinis. It's all happening right now.
Good morning, everybody. This is Dougal Frazier. I'm so excited because everything is running smoothly. It's very exciting. I'm here with David on a very strange Los Angeles morning. It's rainy and cold, and Benny and Valerie are in Seattle, and I hear it's sunny there. Am I correct, Benny? What is going on?
We're turning the tables on you, Dougal.
It's only fair. I was driving into the studio today, and I thought, oh, I'm going to complain, but I know that's going to drive them crazy. But the truth is, it's actually kind of nice to have it cool and rainy here.
Whatever. You're just being nice.
Exactly.
You hate it.
We paid for good weather, and
you
I want
it. I'm going to go,
I do hate it. So, welcome to the show. Hey, guys, it's just me this hour. I'm going to be taking your calls at 1-800-930-2819. Again, that number is 1-800-930-2819. Free readings and advice for everyone. So go ahead and call us up. But I wanted to start with, we had a really exciting weekend. Last Friday, Friday the 13th, dun, 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 was my birthday. Very exciting. Now, I'm not traditionally a birthday person. I have friends who, you know, they want like a huge party and a huge celebration, and surprisingly enough, that's not quite my deal. We decided to go away for the weekend, and we went to, and I want to make sure I say this correctly, because I've been saying Paso Robles, but it's
right.
Paso Robles.
Robles.
Who knew?
That's what the
really?
Locals say.
I know. Who knew?
I didn't
so
know
everyone
that either.
Kept calling it that, and when you're drinking wine, I think it's just because they're slurring.
You make up everything then.
So basically, I'd been researching like what we were going to do in wine country, because David and I do like wine and all that fun stuff, and we decided to do a bike tour through the vineyards. And it was a 17-mile bike tour.
It was 12 miles, but we opted for the extra 5,
right.
Which I was very proud of.
Because you
was...
had that extra bottle of wine, so
well,
you
so
had to
this
make
is
up.
The thing. So here's how it started. We woke up on Saturday morning, and the B&B that we were staying at is owned by a chef, and she made like this huge, gorgeous breakfast, but it was way too heavy for a bike ride. It was way too much. So we meet the guy, and we get on the bike, and the way that it works is, David, what did we go, like 6 or 7 miles before he asks if we want to do...
Yes, and the first 6 or 7 miles were pretty easy.
It was
like,
really
very
easy.
Flat, coasting. It was a lot of fun.
Yeah, I mean, it was bumpy, so it's not like the best road, so your tachas is kind of uncomfortable. But as far as like the, it wasn't very steep, and I kept saying we could go faster. So we decided to commit to the full 17 miles, and we're totally excited. And it's just one of those moments where the weather is perfect, and we're going through the wineries and the vineyards, and we're in the back hills, and I'm feeling completely alive and super excited. And then we get to the first hill. And this hill is about, I don't know, like 1.5 miles long. And in a car, it doesn't look like a hill. But when you're on a bike and you're going and going, and for the first, the majority of the morning, we can talk to the tour guide. It's just the three of us. And I can hear David behind me. And you can hear each other shifting gears. And it's really, really fun. And then it starts getting really intense. And I can't hear David anymore. I can't hear him shifting gears. And I turn around and I'm like, where is he?
I was exhausted. I mean, you were really keeping up with the guide, but I was going to pass out.
You completely fell behind. And I literally thought I was going to throw up. We get to the first vineyard and you're exhausted, and then you're supposed to go in and taste wine. I didn't want to taste wine. There was no part of me that was interested in drinking wine at that point. David and I were shaking. We're staring at each other like, oh my God, we have some water. And then I'm like, all right, my legs kind of hurt. Maybe we'll have a little bit of wine. So we
take that burn away.
Exactly. It's exactly what
Which
it did.
Works.
It did. You taste a little bit of wine. You hop back on the bike. You go farther. It was so much fun. I highly recommend it to anybody. It was called Central Coast Outdoors, centralcoastoutdoors.com. It was super fun, and then they end up at a vineyard, and you have a big lunch, and it's really, really fun. And we've done this before in Mendocino, but we were lazy, and we hired a car service to take us around. So this time was a different experience, and it was super, super fun to drive around. If you're friends with me on Facebook, we're going to post photos later, because I was very overwhelmed about my outfit and wearing a helmet, because that's the part of me that gets a little bit fancy. But it was really, really fun, so I suggest it if you can. All right, we had so many topics we were going to start with this morning, but I can't help. I mean, did you see the news this morning, Benny, about Arnold Schwarzenegger and Maria Shriver?
Yeah, shocker!
How crazy is that?
That's keeping something secret more than the operation on Bin Laden. Quiet. Literally, 10
so,
years?
10 years. And what freaked me out is, okay, so there's all different levels of deception and cheating and adultery. He slept with someone that I believe worked in their home.
Yeah.
And then they had a child.
Right?
Straight people. These surprise pregnancies, I just don't get.
He must have a really big house. Like, I mean, you just stay at one end of the house, and I'll take care of you.
It's crazy to me. I feel so badly for her, and it's funny because we talked about it last week during our frantic first segment where they had announced that they were separating, and I didn't find that a shock at all. And I was reading the comments on certain blogs and what people are kind of posting on the internet, and everyone seemed really shocked that they separated. I wasn't shocked.
Well,
like, this news doesn't shock me at all.
Well, it wasn't the first time. I feel like when I think back about it, he has been accused like many times of sexual harassment, right?
People. He's been accused of being, you know, a little bit inappropriate. I think there was like some TV show in like Sweden or Germany, or I don't know. Some TV show that he was on that he was a little bit inappropriate. And this is when he was running. But I believe this is the first time he has confessed and you know, I mean, 10 years. And then she was working with them, and Maria thought that she was pregnant with her, the woman's husband, not Arnold. But I just think that is so intense. So obviously sending them lots of positive energy, because that can't be easy.
I would be beside myself.
I agree.
Like, literally.
To Benny clutch his pearls. I would be beside myself.
That's my clip for, okay, we'll put that. I'm going to save that for myself.
That's only fair.
Literally,
but seriously,
though.
Right? 10 years.
Jeez.
And it's not even like she was in that position of, like, the scandal broke and she had to stay with him to be, like, the good, you know,
yeah,
the good
it's
wife.
It's the reverse.
Politics.
Like, they separated first.
Right.
Yeah.
They separated first. No one really knew about this.
Well, the thing that you always have to wonder, especially with people in their position, is do you think that he knew that the story was going to break and he wanted it done on his own terms? Because it's a little too calculated. I mean, what is it, like 7 days since they announced their separation, and now he comes out with this thing? You know, I don't know. I always thought energetically they didn't seem like a harmonious couple to me. And to be honest with you, just looking at Maria, you know, in some of her interviews and images, she always seemed kind of depressed to me, like her energy was down.
They didn't have that companionship.
Exactly.
Something was missing, obviously.
And how could you? I mean, he's kind of an egomaniac.
Whoa!
And, you know, just my opinion. Like, there's that sense that he's really cocky and he can do anything. And so, I don't know, I didn't think it was a shock. Second thing that I'm obsessed with is James Frey. Did you read A Million Little Pieces, Benny? Do you remember that book?
No.
Oh, so good.
Really? Okay.
Whatever your feelings are about the scandal, that book is worth reading, in my opinion. Right. Everyone should read it. So he was on Oprah yesterday. It's a two-parter, which of course drives me crazy because I'm dying to see the second part. And I mean, it's going to be on today. My intuitive guess, and now you can test me, people, is I think she's going to, I don't know if Oprah will apologize, but I get the sense that she feels badly about what she did to him, you know, a few years ago. So if you remember James Frey, he wrote the book A Million Little Pieces. It sold a kajillion. I mean, it was so crazy how many copies this sold, because it was so well written. It was really, really good.
Right. It was his memoir.
It was his memoir
recovering.
About addiction. Right. Exactly. And I remember at the time, I think my book had just come out. I can't remember the exact same thing. But when you're writing a memoir, you know, part of what you have to do is create a story so that the book makes sense. And I remember thinking, there is no way that every part of this book is true, because it was just too perfect. And this was a struggle that I'd kind of had with my own book, because, you know, my publisher would say, well, what was the client wearing? And, you know, what were the details of the weather that day? And it's like, I don't remember from 7 years ago the details of the weather. And they would encourage you, well, it doesn't really matter. That part you can make up. So, you know, certain aspects of my book, if I said the client was wearing a plaid shirt, those parts are me trying to create the story. And I felt really badly for James. I mean, a given, he went crazy and made up people that didn't exist and lied about, you know, how much time he was in jail. I don't even think he ever was in jail. So it was certainly an exaggerated case. But I just thought it was so interesting on the show to see Oprah, like, aggressively, when she first confronted him, saying it was a lie, it was a lie, it was a lie. And he seemed to, like, shut down. I don't know if our listeners watched that episode, but you could see him kind of contract and get so uncomfortable. And I thought yesterday's show was so great that he was honest about the fact that he felt ambushed and what it did to him. And there were so many lessons behind it. I was riveted. I mean, if you're on Facebook, guys, find me on Facebook because we were talking about it early. MJ was not riveted. She thought it was boring. Sharon loved it. Everybody had their opinion. But I thought it was fascinating, and I'm curious to see what she says about her behavior because, she also said Marianne Williamson called to confront her. Can you imagine Marianne Williamson?
Really?
Yes. Whoa. She said she did the show, and Marianne called and said, "Who do you think you are? Do you think you're God? How dare you sit in judgment of..." I know. And I wanted to be like, okay, Marianne.
I know, when your spiritual advisor is calling you out like
right?
Gotta love that. And the other thing is, just aside from, you know, fact or fiction, the man is an amazing writer. He also wrote another book called Bright Shiny Morning, which was a novel. None of this was true. I loved it. I thought it was great. So I'm just kind of super excited to see how it goes this afternoon. I'm really hoping in her last efforts that she says, "I made a mistake." Because I just think that would be really powerful. But I'm a dork, and that's the kind of thing I get into. So, guys, remember, we're going to be taking your calls all hour, 1-800-930-2819. That's 1-800-930-2819. Or you can go to transformationtalkradio.com, click the instant feedback button. I'm already getting a ton of questions. Sharon in New York thinks I look great on the trip. Love you, Sharon. So give us your questions. I may read them live on the air. We are going to take a quick break, and when we come back, I'm going to be doing readings. I'm Dougal Fraser. This is The Dougal Fraser Show. I can hear Benny clearly. It's a good day, people. We'll be right back.
Have you heard? Proactiv is better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway. Do you have troubled skin, acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactiv, your acne can heal and you can prevent new breakouts from happening. Be one of the first to try it by giving us a call at 1-800-489-0289, because we're going to let a million people try Proactiv risk-free and also receive our legendary refining mask and green tea moisturizer free if you call right now. You heard it. Be one of the first to try Better Than Ever Proactiv Solution. You'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial, plus a free refining mask and green tea moisturizer. Call 1-800-489-0289. This is our best radio offer. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactiv, plus two free extras. Go to GetProactive.com or call 1-800-489-0289. That's 1-800-489-0289.
What if your best friend could take a peek into the future? Psychic, author, and cosmic coach Dougal Fraser is that friend. He's the queer guy with a third eye. From gossip to gurus, meditation to martinis, The Dougal Fraser Show is a call-in advice show that provides insights and information on creating your best life. Every Tuesday at 10, he'll take calls and talk about love, money, sex, pop culture, and give free advice. No topic is off limits. It's The Dougal Fraser Show.
Integrative Dentistry provides a broad range of holistic dental services by using healthy materials, whole body understanding, and quality care. Dr. Mitch Martyr focuses on natural dentistry by combining alternative treatments with conventional procedures. He has done extensive research and continuing studies in a broad range of allied fields, including TMJ and pain treatment, orthodontics, periodontology, mercury removal, toxicology, nutrition, herbal medicine, acupuncture, massage, craniosacral, and homeopathy. Call for an appointment or free consultation at 206-367-6453. That's 206-367-6453. And visit MitchMartyrDDS.com. That's MitchMartyrDDS.com.
Hey guys, it's me, Dougal Fraser. What are you doing in June? You're spending the weekend with me and medium John Holland, psychic Colette Barham-Reed, and animal intuitive Danielle McKinnon at the Omega Institute in Rhinebeck, New York. Join us for Soul Connections, an event dedicated to learning about spirit guidance and soul strategies. There will be talks, Q&A, tons of live readings. Come join us. To register, go to www.eomega.org or call 1-800-944-1001.
Hello.
Well, hello. What an appropriate song. I'm Psychic Dougal Fraser. Welcome back to the Dougal Fraser Show. Guys, it's Back to Basics. Me all hour. Taking your calls, giving psychic advice, using my third eye. If you have a question, you can go to transformationtalkradio.com. Click the instant feedback button. We'll get a ton of them. I love them, and I may read one live on the air. But let's do what I'm best at. Let's take a caller. We've got Tony on the line. Hey, Tony, this is Dougal. How are you doing?
Hang on. Let's take Amy first. I'm sorry.
Oh, you want to do Amy?
Yeah,
Oh my God. Now my chakras are all upset. Amy, how are you? Amy in New York.
Hi, how are you?
I'm terrific. What's going on in your life, Amy?
I am looking to find some love in my life.
Well, Amy, first deal, self-confidence is not your strength, my love. The first color that I see around you is pink, and pink light is the light of perfection and unconditional love. Typically, if you have pink around you, you like to make other people feel good. You're more of a giver than a receiver. So what we have to work on right now is you need to work on making sure that your voice is being seen and that you're attracting attention. You're the kind of energy that, let's say you're at the grocery store and you approach the counter at the same time as someone else, you'll always let the person in front of you go first. It's like your needs come second. And my feeling is this comes from a way, way, way long time ago where I don't know if you were in like a big family or overcrowded or something like that, but there's just this sense of, there's no time for me right now. I'll get to it later. So what we need to work on right now is getting you in front of people so that you can attract more attention. You're going to hate this homework, Amy, but a great thing for you right now to kind of jumpstart the engine would be something like speed dating. How much do you hate that?
Okay.
Amy, you're going to have to give me
excited.
A little more energy. do you know what I mean, though, about needing to kind of present yourself a little bit more? I mean, even when I ask you a question, it almost feels like you kind of swallow your voice a little bit. Like I'm even having a heart. Does that make sense?
Yeah, that totally makes sense. I'm just shy.
Yeah.
Kind of.
It's more than just shy. I mean, it's become shy. You know, this energy type is, when you say shy, that's kind of how it's manifested. And the difficult part is when you're shy or when you kind of swallow your own energy, when you walk into a room of potential suitors, you're then kind of overlooked. So what we have to do is present your voice a little bit stronger. And I don't necessarily literally mean your voice. I'm not talking about the sound quality or the tonal quality of your voice, but I'm talking about your energy being seen. So guys, you know, I always talk about coaching people at the same time. So how do we do that? If I sent you to speed dating, you're going to see 30 people in something ridiculous like an hour. And the first three people, you're going to be quiet, you're going to be quiet, you're going to be quiet, but you're going to get stronger as the hour progresses.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Now you are not going to meet the love of your life at speed dating. Trust me. But it's a way to get...
I know.
Oh, you did try it. Good, good, good. So do it again. Anything you can do that's challenging your energy in that way would be great. A second thing also would be to put out like a personal ad because you have to sell yourself. You have to write it down. But for you, I would want you to write it with another individual so that they help you sell you. Here's the truth. I see little to no activity. I have to do a prediction now because obviously that's why you're calling. I see little to no activity for the next like 6 weeks with romance. But over the summer months, things feel better. In August, like late August, early September is when I see you meeting someone. And they work for a really large corporate company that is an internationally known name. It's just like you can't like anybody, whether you're in like Chad or, you know, Sioux City Falls, everyone would recognize this company. It's not that they, you know, have a high position, but I just get the sense that it's a very like industrious, like big energy. And it's a good energy for you because I think they're going to help you pull out of your shell. But here's the deal. Things aren't written in stone. So you can speed this energy up the more you present yourself and get your voice recognized. Okay. Okay, Amy.
Okay.
Well, thanks so much for calling.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Have a great day. Okay, so, Benny, do we have Tony? Are we available for
Tony?
We
do. Sorry.
It's okay. Hey, Tony, this is Dougal. Where are you calling from?
Oh, hi. I'm calling from Boston.
Boston? Fun, exciting. Boston. Tony, what's going on in your life?
Well, I was recently laid off, and then a week after that,
Hold on one second. Just stop right here. So the first color that I see around you is this like deep, deep blue. And I apologize for interrupting you. But so a lot of times when you see blue, this is a sign that we're going through a series of endings. So you talk about being laid off, but I feel more than that. My heart, when I focus on you, I feel like people are turning their back on me and kind of walking away. And what I like about you, Tony, is you're such an honorable guy. I mean, being honest and being truthful really means a lot to you. It's something that you kind of pride yourself on. And unfortunately, it feels like you're not getting the same behavior back to you. So I want you to prepare for a series of endings right now. But in my opinion, some of it is a blessing. Now, that's easy for me to say because I'm not going in it. I'm not actually in the situation. But it feels like the universe or, you know, it sounds so corny saying this, but like your spirit guides and energy are kind of pulling people away from you so that you can kind of reconnect and attract people to who you're going to treat you better. So it may seem like a shock as these people fall away, but ultimately we have to remove some energy in order to make room for others. Does that make sense?
Yes, that's exactly what's happening.
And let me, so after the job, what else happened? Someone walked away. There's an ending of a relationship that seemed to shock you.
Well, friends seemed to
friends?
Be.
Friends? Okay. And was it, yeah. were they coworkers or why does it feel like suddenly all of a sudden everyone's just like, it's like a parting of the ways?
Well, it was coworker. There were only two people that worked there. So it was a, sort of a close relationship for 5 years that sort of ended suddenly.
Yeah. And did it, you just felt like you were caught off guard?
Right.
Yeah. Well, so here's what I want you to do. After we get off the phone, if you have the time, I want you to make a pros and cons list of that past job. Things that worked for you and now in hindsight, things that really weren't working for you at all. Because we want to try and track in something different. When we're going through a transition, the universe is waiting to see if we absorb the answer and absorb the lesson. If we haven't absorbed it, if we haven't really connected with it, we'll repeat the same pattern. So what we want to do is write down the negatives and the positives. When you write down the negatives, separate them, destroy them, you can burn them, get rid of them, focus on the positives, and then rewrite a scenario of how you want the next job to look, where you're honored and your truth is respected and the same energy is given back to you. Does that make sense?
Yes, that sounds good.
Okay, cool. Do you have a specific question?
Well, I was wondering, does it look like I might have to move to find a new situation?
Yes. Actually, it feels like in about 9 weeks, you get the opportunity to move. Actually, well, here's the deal. The next position, there's travel connected to the work. So you're actually traveling around the country several times through the year, but your actual home does change. But I feel like that opportunity doesn't manifest for about 9 weeks. So try to have fun with, I know that's, again, that's easy for me to say because I'm not going through it, but try to have fun with this period of time that you have off, you know, really try and focus on what you want to create for the next position. But I would say in about 9 weeks is when you're securing a new job.
Okay, great.
Okay, Tony?
Yes, thank you.
Thanks for calling and have a great day.
You too.
Okay, so why don't we go to Sharon and, oh, no, you want to do Kim next? What do you guys want to do Kim? Okay, excuse me. We're going to go to Kim next. Hey, Kim, this is Dougal.
Oh, hi, Dougal.
Kim, did you hear I said that Southern? I was like, hi, Kim, this is Dougal. It's my Dallas roots coming up in me.
Where's Paula Deen?
Exactly. Oh, my boys. I'm here with my boys.
Oh, my biscuits. Oh.
Hey, Kim, I'm sorry. I will connect to the other side. What's going on with you?
You know, I was reading your book, you know. It's really nice.
Thank you.
Yeah, I rented it from the library.
Oh, Kim.
You know, so I renewed it. So I'm on chapter 11.
Cool. I'm glad you're enjoying it.
Yeah. You know, I was wondering, you know, do you see any of my, like, wishes coming true?
I'm sorry. I didn't quite get that. Do I see any what?
Like, you know, any, like, good things, like moving or...
Here's the thing right now. There's lots of issues connected to your dad. When I first talked to you, I keep seeing a yellow light. And yellow light is the color of the mental energy or higher intellect, which means you're super, super smart. But your mind works very, very quickly, which sometimes makes it difficult for you to manifest things. Like you've got great ideas. You're one of those people that goes through the day and you're like, oh, I want to do this. I want to do that. And all of them are great ideas, but rarely do you take action on them, correct?
Kind of, yeah.
Yeah.
Like, so, do you see, like, me being, like, happy again?
Well, so here's the thing. Yellow light and gold is all about taking the negative and turning it into the positive. So I feel like right now what we're trying to do is we're trying to anchor a little bit more of your vision. In my experience, you have a fairly large number of kind of dysfunctional people around you, and you get kind of distracted by their energy. So one of the things that we need to work on is for you to be taking care of yourself right now. ultimately, the direction that you're going to end up going in is in self-employment, which is going to bring you a tremendous amount of joy. But right now, it seems like there are a lot of male energies around you that kind of pull you away from taking care of yourself. And we got to really watch out with that. But
what
in
do
the
you
next...
mean by that, male?
Well, I can't tell. It feels like there's some destructive energy around you. Like there's a male who is super negative and kind of tends to drain you. I also feel like your dad was kind of like that and could have been a little bit critical. So
dad passed away.
He did pass away. And was your dad kind of critical of you?
No. I read your book that you don't actually like talk to, but you know, like my mom has passed too.
Mm. Well, why is it that I feel like when I was younger, I feel like I was criticized a lot?
Well, yeah, a little bit of that though, but, I seem to have been doing things like for myself, like I was always that way, you know. Mm-hmm. I tried to keep a positive, you know, doing my own thing. I did my writing, my poetry, you know, I did a little singing. So I had like a lot of talent.
Right.
But
not much
that,
success with it.
Yeah. It seems like after my mom passed, because I was close to my mom, seems like that depression. And then I had my dad. And then 10 years ago, my dad passed away.
Well, it's interesting that you say that because it's funny. I get friction with your relationship with your dad. Yeah, and so here's my advice to you. I'd love to have you journal write about some of your experiences with your dad and then maybe share it with someone else to see what their perspective is. The good news is I do see things changing for you. And like I said, I do see self-employment, which means an idea or a concept or something where you're making money from your voice, which is good. But I pick up on a little bit more of a... some negative energy with family, and it might be interesting
a little
to kind
bit.
Of...
Well, we lost the house, you know, like nobody helped us, like it was that domino effect.
Mm-hmm.
Like you see what it is, when my dad passed away, you know, my other brother, he wanted to keep the house, we couldn't, we had to sell it, and I got in credit debt, and like everything sort of like did that downward effect.
Yeah, I totally understand, it's like a spiral. And here's the deal, Kim, I really appreciate your call, we're going to have to wrap it up quickly, but my advice to you is to write down some of the energies and patterns that you remember of your family, because I feel like you're putting a little bit of a positive spin on it, and I'd like you to kind of share it with other people to see what their perspective is. In answer to your question, yes, there are good things coming up, and I think it is from a self-employment venture, which is good, but I really appreciate the call. Guys, we're going to take a quick break here. If you have a question for me, our number is 1-800-930-2819. Again, that's 1-800-930-2819. I'm Dougal Fraser. This is the Dougal Fraser Show. We'll be right back. Hey guys, it's me, Dougal Fraser. What are you doing in June? You're spending the weekend with me and medium John Holland, psychic Colette Barham-Reed, and animal intuitive Danielle McKinnon at the Omega Institute in Rhinebeck, New York. Join us for Soul Connections, an event dedicated to learning about spirit guidance and soul strategies. There will be talks, Q&A, tons of live readings. Come join us. To register, go to www.eomega.org or call 1-800-944-1001.
Support for the Dr. Pat Show comes from the Lucky Palate Vegetarian Meal Service. Lucky Palate delivers tasty, affordable vegetarian meals to the home and business throughout the greater Seattle area. For more information, call area code 206-352-2583 or visit their website at luckypalate.com. Each meal is prepared in small batches with no preservatives. You'll never have to worry again about what's for dinner.
Have you heard? Proactiv is better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway.
Do you have troubled skin, acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactiv, your acne can heal and you can prevent new breakouts from happening. Be one of the first to try it by giving us a call at 1-800-489-0289. Because we're going to let a million people try Proactiv risk-free and also receive our legendary refining mask and green tea moisturizer free if you call right now.
You heard it. Be one of the first to try Better Than Ever Proactiv Solution. You'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial, plus a free refining mask and green tea moisturizer. Call 1-800-489-0289. This is our best radio offer. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactiv, plus two free extras. Go to getproactiv.com or call 1-800-489-0289.
That's 1-800-489-0289.
Hey, have you heard about Foss Farms dressings? Foss Farms uses locally grown herbs and berries to create unique salad dressings that are a small slice of heaven. Unlike mass-produced salad dressings, they are made in small batches to protect the integrity of the unique tastes. Choose from raspberry, cranberry, blackberry, marionberry, and creamy herbal Provencal. All Foss Farms products are 100% vegan and are certified gluten-free and certified kosher. Go to FossFarmsInc.com.
Psychic Dougal Fraser, the queer guy with a third eye, one of the country's most popular psychics, joins Transformation Talk Radio with a call-in advice show that will provide insights and information on creating your best life. You've seen him on The Real Housewives of Orange County, Dancing with the Stars, and so much more. From gurus to gossip, meditation to martinis, the Dougal Fraser Show will both inspire and crack you up with laughter. Tune in every Tuesday at 10. It's the Dougal Fraser Show.
I said it cause I can. Today I don't feel like doing anything.
Hey everybody, good morning, it's Dougal Fraser again. So I've got a question for you. Apparently we've received a call or two from someone that isn't a huge fan of our commercial for the show. So I'm curious, what do you guys think? I realize it's talk radio, but it's the morning. We got to get excited. So I'm talking about the radio where you hear the female voice and she talks about the show. Because originally I was going to record it with me, but it just feels weird to be like, you may see me on da 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 da.
Especially after a 17-mile bike ride.
Exactly.
Sometimes you just don't have that energy.
Exactly. So do you like the commercial? I love it. I think it's peppy. We can change it. I mean, your voice matters. You can go to instantfeedback.com on transformationtalkradio.com and click the instant feedback button and tell us what you think. And I may read your question, which I'm going to do right now. Angela in Orlando, I'm kind of fascinated by this question. She says, hi, Dougal. I recently discovered that my 15-year-old daughter is dating a boy without my permission. He's 21 years old, which I think is too old and experienced for her. Well, Angela, duh. How far can I go to make sure he's not having sex with him? Mm-hmm. I have already confiscated her cell phone and limited her computer usage. Angela, I got to be honest with you. I don't feel much of a backbone in this question. First of all, this is illegal, correct? 15, 21, illegal, anyone, statutory rape?
I'm saying up here in Washington State, that is.
Exactly. So I don't know if Orlando and Disney World have different laws, but the truth is,
Land of Disney?
If you want to stop the relationship, I would call the police department and I would make an anonymous report and be like, I don't know, sweetie. I don't know who did that, because this is ridiculous. The other thing that we have to figure out here is that if your 15-year-old daughter is that captivated by a 20-year-old man, something else is going on. So I would really suggest some kind of family therapy. You can hire a therapist to do like a weekend workshop or something like that. And I would not go in with the agenda being that you want to confront your daughter about the situation. I would go in with the agenda being that you just want to connect and figure out what's going on in their lives. And, you know, she's changing and she's blossoming and you're really proud of her. But it's important that you empower her with her voice to know what's right and what's wrong. But if you want to stop the relationship immediately, you don't need a psychic to tell you this, but I would call the police department and get that done immediately. So, Angela, please have more strength and conviction in your voice and what you want to do. You are absolutely right that this is incorrect. Guys, do we not agree? And let's seek some therapy to get some more information on what's going on with your daughter. Guys, if you got a question for me, our number is 1-800-930-2819. Again, that's 1-800-930-2819. We're going to go to a call. Sharon, who I believe has been emailing and calling in, and I love her for that because she's hardcore. She's going for it.
Yeah, we're
going
to get to you, Sharon.
She says, Sharon in New York, does Benny not like me? I love her.
I love you, Sharon. I mean, I appreciate the, you know, staying up on top of our work here.
Hey, Sharon, this is Dougal. How are you doing?
Hi.
You are a woman with a mission.
Literally.
I love it.
Yeah,
oh, Sharon, Sharon, before you begin, there's kind of I wouldn't describe it as depression, but your energy feels low.
I have a cold.
Well, that could be part of it, too. But I feel like I need more of a challenge. You've got such a strong voice. You've got really great opinions. You've got this amazing purple around you. And people of purple tend to be opinionated and have really strong thoughts. And their opinions matter. And most people tend to be interested in them. But I feel like I need you to be challenged a little bit more. I feel like I need more more interaction and more intellectual stimulation. Does that make sense?
Yes, absolutely.
What's going on in your life?
Not enough, really. Yeah. I try to do things, you know, to make money, and a lot of times I have conflicts, interpersonal conflicts that get in the way of me. But maybe I'm just not in the right position. I moved
Wait
to
a minute.
New York
you,
about
you,
a year ago.
You've written in before, haven't you? Written into the show before?
I did write in. I asked about whether past lives could be. Like vows in the past, in your past life, like vows of poverty,
yeah,
can get in your way.
Well, here's what's interesting to me. I mean, so purple's a leadership color. It's normally someone who can really command a presence. They tend to be in front of people. They have a strong message. But when I focus on that, as much as I think that's a part of who you are and that rings really true to me, when I look at it from your perspective, I don't feel like I'm owning it. Like, and so you just said, like, you do work and you do group work, but it feels like you get like a little guilty or something like that. What are your deserving issues all about?
Maybe getting money.
Yeah. So is that hard for you? Do you have a hard time manifesting money?
I do. Absolutely. Yeah. Yeah.
And do you feel like your time is worth being paid for?
Well, time doing what? I don't really have anything to offer.
Okay, well, that's interesting because I see it from the complete opposite. So they talk about your opinion, that you being able to cut through people's issues and give good advice and having a real strong conviction. That's what they show as being your purpose and your destiny. Is that playing out currently?
I feel mean.
You feel mean? Well, what do you do? Is that what you do right now? Do people pay you for your opinion?
Well, yeah, sort of. I mean,
do?
I do a little bit of organizing work occasionally.
Okay.
People will pay me to, you know, help them organize their stuff. But I tell them how to do it, and they don't necessarily listen.
Well, I mean, welcome to my life. I mean, I always say that I think 10% of the people that I speak to actually take my advice, which I completely understand. But here's the deal. I think it's interesting that you see it as being mean. Like, I think it's interesting that what I see as being your strength and your gift, you know, I'm not an organized person at all. I'm emotionally organized. I know how to take stock of my friends and my relationships and keep all of those things balanced. You open my filing cabinet and it looks like the Tasmanian devil went through that drawer. So it's like your type of energy I would want to attract in. I would want someone to say, you need to do A, B, C, D. But what I really think is going on here, Sharon, is I think you present an energy that says you're confident in your voice. But I actually think deep down in there, the part of you that thinks you're mean or that, you know, you struggle with being paid for it, it's like you feel like you don't deserve it. So what we have to figure out is where that voice comes from. You know, and if you were curious about whether or not it was a past life, I think it's current. I think it's now. I think there's a part of you that enjoys the struggle a little bit. I think there's a part of you that likes sometimes.
Yeah.
Exactly. Also, part of you that kind of likes looking as someone that stirs the pot, which I can completely relate to. But it's like it gets something from you. So what we want to do is we want to balance it. Yes, that's a part of who you are, but we also want to attract in abundance and prosperity, and we want to be taken care of. The good news is the universe doesn't care what you're doing as long as you're getting paid for your opinion. So if that has to do with helping people organize, if that has to do with helping people get out of their shell and be stronger, as long as you're doing that, you're in the right space. So know that you're working your destiny and try not to feel guilty for being who you are and attracting in more energy. I also have to say, I think groups would be great for you. Anytime you see purple, it's about people being in front of small groups. So you might want to come up with like a workshop or a class you could teach or something like that on some
like
of these
maybe
skills.
Maybe keeping jewelry or something.
No, jewelry feels more like a creative thing. I really feel like it's more about helping people and giving them your opinion. So even if you did like a one-day thing on how to maintain organization and you know, because I think with people who are cluttered and chaotic, it's like they don't know where to start. And that can manifest in so many different areas of your life. But something where you're giving people your opinion is definitely your best bet.
Mm.
Does that make sense?
Okay.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Well, Sharon, I can tell that I've delighted you. And I really...
After all the hammering she gives us, and that's all we get
really
in return?
I really appreciate your shining response.
Yeah. Come on.
So, Sharon, thanks for the call.
It does make sense, but the organizing thing is, like, you know, it's kind of a just, like, somebody asked me to do it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's not really, like, something I'm good at. Like, I'm actually a mess.
Well, here's the thing. The core of your energy is about giving advice and your opinion to people. You could become a dietitian. You could become a life coach. You could help people organize. You could become a dating coach. You can take that energy in any direction you like. And guys, if you're listening, this is what I'm looking for when I'm tapping into someone's passion. What motivates you and what are you good at? I could have been a therapist, I could have been a minister, I could have been a guidance counselor, but I give people advice on their lives. Sharon, you have a very similar energy. It's about your opinion that matters. So jewelry making, I don't get a huge hit from that. You can certainly test me and try and see how many people you attract, but that would fall more into the creative arts. I'm getting the sense that you have a really quick mind, you have a strong voice, and so giving your people your opinion is where you do best. From that point forward, there's total free will. You can creatively design whatever you want, but that's where you should be energetically. Does that make sense?
And when you compare me to, like, you, I find you very nice and likable. And
well,
I don't
you,
see myself that way, but that would still be okay. I mean, like, I could still give my opinion and maybe piss people off.
Absolutely.
And you can give your opinion and make friends.
Absolutely. No, I mean, if you've ever seen, first of all, part of what we're doing right now is a show, so I have to make it entertaining. But I always say during a reading or a session, if I haven't pissed you off and annoyed you a little bit, I haven't done my job right. Thanks for the call, Sharon. Ooh, applause. I'm delighted.
Yeah, you deserve
it. I love it here. If you've got a question for me, our number is 1-800-930-2819. Oh, do you remember our Cosmic Coaching winner, Casey? She's doing so well. She's actually writing a blog. I'm going to try and say this. Casey'sCosmicJourney.wordpress.com. You can find it on Facebook. I'm going to post it on my blog and on my website. But she's making amazing strides, and it hasn't even been 7 days. I'm super proud of her. So if you want information, I'll post it to them on Facebook, and we'll get more information. When we come back, Gurus to Gossip, talking trash with our favorite Valerie. I'm Dougal Fraser. We're going to take a quick break. This is The Dougal Fraser Show. We'll be right back.
Have you heard? Proactiv is better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway. Do you have troubled skin, acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactiv, your acne can heal and you can prevent new breakouts from happening. Be one of the first to try it by giving us a call at 1-800-489-0289. Because we're going to let a million people try Proactiv risk-free and also receive our legendary refining mask and green tea moisturizer free if you call right now. You heard it. Be one of the first to try Better Than Ever Proactiv Solution. You'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial, plus a free refining mask and green tea moisturizer. Call 1-800-489-0289. This is our best radio offer. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactiv, plus two free extras. Go to GetProactiv.com or call 1-800-489-0289. That's 1-800-489-0289.
Hi, Katya here from Urban Wellness, your local herb shop, with your herbal tip of the week. Slippery elm and marshmallow root. Some simple, effective help for acid reflux or inflammation anywhere in the gastrointestinal tract. Slippery elm bark or marshmallow root can be taken in powder form, shaken up with water or juice, or prepared as a tea to provide soothing and healing relief. Thanks for tuning in to my herbal tip of the week. Come see us at 103 Lake Street South in Kirkland, Washington, or online at urbanwellness.net.
Hey, Hey guys, it's me, Dougal Fraser. What are you doing in June? You're spending the weekend with me and medium John Holland, psychic Colette Barham-Reed, and animal intuitive Danielle McKinnon at the Omega Institute in Rhinebeck, New York. Join us for Soul Connections, an event dedicated to learning about spirit guidance and soul strategies. There will be talks, Q&A, tons of live readings. Come join us. To register, go to www.eomega.org or call 1-800-944-1001.
Are you feeling stuck? Do you want to be free from fears and doubts and finally feel good about yourself, but you just don't know how to get there? Dr. Schaub's Accelerated Breakthrough Program provides you with the tools and solutions to go beyond your limitations and achieve self-empowered confidence. Call for your free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. Visit CellularWisdom.com. That's CellularWisdom.com.
What if your best friend could take a peek into the future? Psychic, author, and cosmic coach Dougal Fraser is that friend. He's the queer guy with a third eye. From gossip to gurus, meditation to martinis, the Dougal Fraser Show is a call-in advice show that provides insights and information on creating your best life. Every Tuesday at 10, he'll take calls and talk about love, money, sex, pop culture, and give free advice. No topic is off limits. It's the Dougal Fraser Show.
Nobody's ever made me feel the way that you do. You know my motivation, given my reputation.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back. I'm Dougal Fraser. Hey, guys, do you want to become a sponsor? Because we still want you to. If you've got anything or a product or a service that you want to promote, you can contact us at DougalFraser.com. Just click customer service and we will get together and talk. That's what we'll do. Also, what else is going on? If you didn't get through to me today, you can always call me to book an appointment. 1-877-936-8425. That number is 1-877-936-8425. New Yorkers. I'm going to be in New York City on June 13th doing private readings after the event at Omega. So if you want to have a private reading in person with moi, you can go to my website or again call 1-877-936-8425. Favorite moment of the day. Valerie joins us. Hey, Valerie.
Oh, favorite moment of the day. What?
Right? That check clears, Valerie. Oh. So, what trash TV, what's going on the news, what's the gossip, what do you want to talk about? What's the first thing on your mind?
Right? Well, it was a busy weekend because everything's wrapping up now for summer. We have all these season finales. You know, I watched Desperate Housewives and then The Apprentice is getting close. Oh my God.
Can we talk about what in the world Marlee Matlin was thinking with her choices?
I'll tell you exactly what happened, okay?
Go.
Remember when she made the comment about Dionne Warwick and about how people told her that she was a great singer because she didn't, and Trump questioned her about it, and she said, well, people tell me because I'm deaf.
Right.
I think that she gave up Def Leppard to John Rich because she's deaf. Honestly.
Well, I guess that makes sense. Yeah, and I guess you're right, because the Harlem Globetrotters are a little bit more visual.
That's what she even used that word when gave her her reasoning on that. She said, more visual.
So I get that, but then she had the upper hand, and she gets to make the first choice, and she picked Meatloaf, who is living la vida loca, crazy pants, and then he wants to throw the phone across the room. Like, what fascinates me about his anger management problems is I don't care how comfortable you get on camera, but when you're on a reality show, you are keenly aware that there is a camera over your shoulder. So the fact that he feels safe enough to say, I'm going to throw this phone across the room.
Yeah, he used more words than that.
I know he did. There was quite a bit of bleeping there. But it has nothing to do with him. Like, if they don't win, it's nothing. And then it was so obvious that she didn't want Star Jones within a mile of her. And you could see Star's face. Like, that Botox forehead was trying to move.
I thought she would pick Star. I didn't realize that until afterwards when she made the comment that she didn't want her. And I just thought, oh, please let Star be the last one picked. Please let her be the last one picked. I wanted to bring her ego down.
If I were in Marlee Matlin's position, though, I would have picked Star because I actually think she would have worked really hard. And the truth is, even though she's Senorita Bossy Pants and has to take control, I actually think that would have worked well for Marlee in that perspective.
Yeah,
so what's your guess? Who do you think is going to win?
I'm going to have to go with John Rich on this one.
I think I'm going to have to go with John, too. Even though they're shooting him right now, it's kind of looking like he's not following through.
Yeah, they do that. Everything.
Yeah. Exactly. I'm like, I'm not buying that.
No, I'm not buying that either. I think he knows exactly what he's doing.
Is it official? Can I sleep at night? Is Donald Trump not running? Please, Jesus.
I guess.
Krishna.
Yeah,
Ramdas,
I guess last night he announced that. I don't know what's going on. I mean, he says he's going to announce. He said he was going to announce his candidacy at the season finale of his own show, and then he comes out last night and makes the announcement he's not going to run. I don't know if that's a stunt.
I don't know what's going on. You really think he's going to run, David?
No, I think it's a stunt. I think people have been talking about him all season long.
Right.
It got people to watch the show,
right,
and now it's done.
Right.
You know?
And didn't he make some confession about his hair? Like, didn't I read a headline somewhere that said... I should have had this prepared, but I read somewhere that it was like Donald Trump confesses to what's really going on with his hair. As if there wasn't anything else important going on. So another really hot topic. Aren't they saying that Ashton Kutcher is going to take Charlie Sheen's place on
Two and a Half Men?
Ounces of Cocaine or whatever that show is called?
Yeah.
What do you think? Do you think, I mean, listen. Ashton Kutcher could read the, you know, Bible out loud and I'd listen because the man is mighty attractive.
Yes.
But as an actor, really? How do we feel about that?
I don't like it at all.
I don't like it at all either, but I think it's going to work.
I don't like it, but I think he gets a bad rap. You know what I mean? He's like one of those actors that people automatically assume are kind of cheesy because he's made a lot of cheesy choices.
Well, also at this point, he's done kind of just famous for being famous. Like, he hasn't really done anything, you know, that's done extremely well.
Right.
Well, I guess
Pumped.
That, like, Hidden Camera Show
did
Pumped, well. Right,
yeah.
right.
But that's not acting.
Right, that's
yeah,
not really
well,
acting.
Yeah, well, here's the deal with Charlie Sheen, though. Charlie Sheen wasn't acting on that show either. He was playing Charlie Sheen. I mean,
right,
his name was even
says.
Charlie on the show.
Right.
And for someone to fill those shoes, I don't think it can be done. I'm
so
curious. I'll
literal,
watch it, though.
It is literal. Like, this is a Bewitched moment with a new Darren. Like,
yeah.
He's just coming in as the same character.
A new Darren.
Do you remember that?
Yes.
Like, we're all not supposed to know that's a new Darren?
I know. Talk about... hilarious. Like, they do it on soap operas all the time.
But on a soap opera, I used to watch Young and the Restless. I'm a
Warner fan. Oh, gosh.
And I would love when they'd be like, Karen today is being played by Elizabeth. do you remember on Roseanne when they did that with Becky?
There was two Beckys.
I did not like the new Becky. I'm sorry.
but they made fun of it. Like, I remember when she first came on, the last part of the show was them being like, you look different or something like that. Like, it was part of the joke and I enjoyed that.
Yeah.
So speaking of Roseanne. So I know, I don't know how we're going to do this because Valerie does not get the own network. Is that all of Seattle? Like, is that like one part of the country that has no idea what
I'm
talking
about? That's just a travesty in general.
I know.
You know, come on, Valerie, step it up.
We have to work on this because what's it called? Season 25? That's
season 25 is her behind the scenes show on OWN, and it's all about the last season of Oprah.
It's amazing.
It's more interesting, I think, than any of the shows on Oprah itself.
Like, I agree with you. But the last show, it was a two part. It was half of the show was about when Oprah had all the women from The View on the show, and there's this moment, Valerie, where they're
going to
be.
Well, I saw that episode on Oprah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you know how
this is behind the scenes.
You know how they're live, right?
Right.
And so they're doing that show live, and they're kind of trying to mimic the style of The View. And the producers in the green room with Barbara Walters, they have like minutes before they're supposed to go live, and she's running through what we're going to talk about. And Barbara Walters is like, we are not going to talk about that, and immediately cuts her off. It's fantastic.
Oh,
and everyone's
gosh.
Face is kind of like, Barbara Walters is disagreeing with me right now, and we're going to go live in a second. And then she just picks up a magazine in front of her and is like, we're going to talk about this. It was so great. And she has no qualms about it. Like, she's like, I'm Barbara Walters. This is what I do. It was. And then they're like racing through the hallways. It was so great. And then the second part was the behind the scenes of Roseanne coming on.
Oh, yes. I saw that episode, too.
Yeah. My God. Roseanne on a nut farm in Hawaii.
I
is
saw
my dream
that.
Come
macadamia
true.
Nuts.
That's like her passion.
Do you notice, though, they never say macadamia nuts? The tease is always Roseanne on a nut farm.
Nut
in
farm, right. That's hilarious.
It's actually taken anyway. But it was fascinating to me that I can't remember when.
She said that she was it was incest,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, right. Years ago, she
and then she changed
incest.
Her mind and said it wasn't.
Yeah.
That's a big deal.
But then said she didn't want to talk about the fact that she changed her mind.
Yeah.
And I thought that was like really interesting tension back and forth. I think Roseanne is amazing. I don't know if you've ever gone to her website. I'm pretty sure it's roseannesworld.com. She's super new agey and does like channeling on the side, and I shouldn't be giggling. But it's
I think
very,
that was
very...
me giggling, not you.
Well, it's definitely
it's
worth
hard to
looking
take it
at. It's a very, very interesting website.
No.
I love her. I think she's brilliant. I think she's hysterical. It's one of my really famous, like my favorite shows. Between that and Golden Girls, I watch those reruns over and over and over again. Benny, no joking. But if you go check out her thing, I think it's fascinating. And then Oprah's last guest, Jada Pinkett and Will Smith. Really?
I thought that was kind of boring, personally.
Valerie, thoughts?
Yeah, I saw that you posted that on your Facebook page. Yeah. I don't know. What is going on?
That's a mid-range interview.
She already had his daughter on this season.
With your hair back and forth.
With your hair back and forth. Okay, sorry. And then, I don't know.
Well, Benny, let's end on that song.
Yeah, I think I will.
I don't know because, you know, this Friday, I believe she's doing her best guest, the one she likes the best. I don't know the complete title. But for her to have Will and Jada on the last, I don't know.
It could be a tease, though, because it says last guest, not last show.
Right.
So I think it could be a little bit of a tease. I really
Who would you pick?
I really want her sitting there. I'd love to see clips. I really want some Stedman time. I know
that's
she made a joke on the show that they were going to get married on the last episode.
I think would be hysterical. Sadie could be the ring bearer. I love that idea.
Yeah.
I really think that would be hysterical. Oh, my God. Guys, this was fun. Next week, we're going to have my good friend Marilyn Kentz. You may remember her from The Mommies. She had a sitcom and a talk show. She's an amazing author, and she's also a coach for mothers. She's going to be talking about how you can, you know, if you've ever wanted to write your book, how you can focus on that and give parenting tips as well. This has been a fun hour, guys. Just us again. No guests. I kind of miss this. If you want more information about my work, you can always go to www.dougalfrazier.com, or you can call 1-877-936-8425. I've had a really good time. We will see you next week. Thanks so much. Are we whipping our hair back and forth?
No, I couldn't pull it
fast. Oh, no, you couldn't find
enough.
It.
Sorry.
Right, next week, we're whipping our hair, kids. All right.